We're ready for you, Pastor.
All right. God be the glory.
It's God. Hallelujah.
All he continues to do.
Yes, yes, yes.
For us and in our lives. God is yet good.
Amen.
Ain't nothing but good.
Nothing but good. That's the
tell it, Pastor.
He's been good since the beginning of time. And he's good. They're good right now.
Amen.
He'll be good at the end of time.
Amen.
But all he can do is good.
Uh-huh.
God. Aren't you glad you have a God that you can serve?
Yes.
Knows your trials and your needs.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And it's good to you no matter what we do.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Or what we don't do.
True.
Yeah. He is still good. He doesn't hold grudges like us.
Uh-huh.
Amen. He's
made in his image and in his likeness. We fell along that line.
Yes, sir. Thank you, God.
We all about ourselves and he's all about us.
All right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we praise God for all he continues to do.
God, thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. And will continue to do.
Amen.
Because he's not short on his word.
Right.
Whatever he said he would do, he shall surely bring it to pass.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. So the Lord, this is another day the Lord has made.
It is.
Let's rejoice and be glad that we're a part of this day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You, I'm glad to be amongst the living.
Amen.
On this side.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to go to the other side, but I don't want to go today.
Let's go.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's in my bucket list.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we thank God for all he is and will continue to do.
Thank
you, Lord.
Continue to do what he asks us to do.
Yes.
We will be all right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And everything else will fall in place.
Right.
We give honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to all that's in our hearing today. And we praise God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. I'm glad to see you in the number.
Amen.
Here on this side. Praise God. So we want to go on into the word. All right. From the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Start at verse 10.
Amen, Pastor.
Amen.
Lord. Anybody else got it?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Ephesians 6.
Thank you, God.
Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Mm-hmm.
Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the ruler of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand and withstand in these evil days. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having no on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you're able to, you shall be able to quench all the spirit darts.
Fiery darts.
Of the wicked. And taking the helmet of salvation and the sword in the of God in your hand. And spirit, which is in is the word of God. Okay. Stop there. And we'll say to you at this time, you have the word. You got the faith.
Amen.
What more do you need?
Okay.
What more do you need? As we think about where we've been, where we come from, we sometimes wonder, are we going to make it? But you have the word.
Yes.
And you got the faith. We don't need anything else. The word will protect us. The word will cover us. It will shield us. It will supply our every need. But it won't work without faith. So you got to have the faith to accomplish all that the word said it would do. You must have faith to know.
Yes.
What the word said it would do, it would surely do. And not doubt it, knowing that God is our hope, our joy, our peace, our everything.
Amen.
God is our supplier.
Yes.
Of our every need.
Amen.
And because his word said so.
Yes.
He would do it according to his riches in heaven.
Amen.
No, God got all the riches in the world because everything is his.
Amen.
Okay, he let you have it as a steward of it to see what you would do with it. To see if you will love your riches more than you love him.
Amen.
My Lord, my Lord.
He already knows, but he wants you to know.
All right, now.
It's like the lawyer who said, that, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said, what does the Bible say? And he said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and all thy mind, and all thy soul, and all thy body, and to love thy neighbor as thyself.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And Jesus then tells him, he said, what more do I like? Jesus said to him, go sell all you got and give it to the poor. But that was a hard saying for him. He couldn't do it. And so he was told, as he left sorrow for them, Jesus said, how hard it will be for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. He said, be easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for the rich man to get into heaven.
Yes.
And this eye, but the needle is not like a sewing needle that we have. There were gate ports in Jerusalem that is called the eye of a needle, that where the camel had to get on their knees and crawl through. And because of it was not high enough for them to ride through standing up. So they wanted to know How then can anybody be saved? Because you start not supposed to love the world more than they love God.
Amen.
You're not supposed to love the things of the world more than they love God. Because all of that belongs to God.
True.
Okay, but we get it and we abuse it. We get it and we don't share with anyone. So you need to know. Need is the word of God. Because the rich is never satisfied.
Amen.
They're always trying to get more.
Mm-hmm.
Already got more than they can use in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still trying to get more.
Uh-huh. Amen.
So we got to learn to be the other way around.
Yes, sir.
Always trying to get more of God's word.
Amen.
Always trying to get it to the point where we will not doubt anything. And when we do that, we can make the mountains walk. We can make things move out of our way by the word of God. So we got to know that we got to have the word. And the word is with us. So word is always with us. And you may not think it is, but it's there. You got it packed back somewhere. You need to go find it.
Amen.
And put the word back into action in our life. Speak the word. The word is powerful.
Yes, it is.
The word is all-knowing. The word is knowledgeable. The word is the most powerful thing on earth.
Amen.
And in the world, because it's the word that got everything here. Okay, in the beginning, God said, "Let there be."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it was. And then he said it again for light and darkness, and that came to pass. And went on down the list as things were put in order and unto the earth. Okay, God spoke, and it was his word that was speaking to us. His word tells us what to do, how to do it, where to do it,
that's right,
when to do it, and it tells you everything that you need. If we just follow that word, we won't be heartbroken so much.
Man.
We won't be angry with people so much.
Amen.
Because the word will keep you humble.
Yes.
The word will keep you in the will and in the power of his might and not our might.
Mm-hmm.
We want everything to be about what I've done. But we're trying to get the glory for what the Lord has done through you.
Amen.
Because without him, we can do nothing.
Amen.
Without him, we are nothing.
Amen.
Without him, hallelujah, hallelujah, nothing else would be in existence.
Amen.
Because he is everything.
Everything.
Amen.
Amen.
He's in everything and he is everything.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So if you need to know, think about you got things missing in your life. Remember, you got the word and you got the faith.
Uh-huh.
You don't need nothing else. With the word and the faith, we can do whatever comes our way. We can accomplish it. So.
Amen.
We look here at the text. the Apostle Paul writes in the book of Ephesians, finally, my brother.
Finally,
they've been instructing them in other things. Mm-hmm. And now he said, this is the final instruction that you need to be able to take this journey to what the way the Lord will have us to take it. Because
mm-hmm.
don't ever think that your journey is going to be carefree.
Amen.
Don't ever think your journey is going to be without problems,
amen,
without obstacles, mm-hmm, without things coming up against you. Your journey will not never be that way. Whenever you're doing anything for the Lord,
tell it, Pastor.
Hallelujah, there's going to be some opposition.
Amen.
There's going to be some people coming up against you.
Uh-huh.
There'll be other saints coming up against you.
Tell
it. Yes.
Because they think they are all right.
Uh-huh.
And but you like them.
Uh-huh.
You need to know that you don't need to be like them.
All right, now.
And you don't need to try to be like anybody.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But the Lord.
All right,
he is the only one. He is the way. He is the truth in the life. He is.
Yes, he is.
You're all in all.
Uh-huh.
So stop trying to be like people.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And be like the Lord.
All right.
Somebody
now
said to be like Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Go to be like Jesus.
Uh-huh.
How long? Just to be like him.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. So that's what we need to be doing. Trying to be each day like Jesus.
Jesus, yes.
Not trying to be like Sally. Uh-huh. Try to be like Malcolm.
Right.
But not trying to be like my next door neighbor or anything else in this world.
Amen.
To be like Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And if we'll be like Jesus, we can make it and do what the Lord said do. So finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord.
Amen.
Not in your own might, not in your own power.
Tell it,
in the Lord, in the power of the Lord.
Yes.
And of his might.
Yes.
The neighbor.
Neighbor.
It's not about you.
It's not about you.
It's about God.
It's about God.
So be strong in his might. Realize that you can't do nothing without him.
Amen.
If you're going to go on your power and your might, you're going to fail every time.
Amen.
You're going to wind up being knocked out and knocked down and dragged about and stepped on. You're going to wind up with all these problems stopping you from going on with the Lord because you are not in the power of the Lord or his might, but in yours.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to put on the whole armor of God that you will be able to stand in the, against the wiles of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on.
Put it on.
Get dressed.
Praise God.
Okay. Get dressed, get clothes on.
Amen.
All right. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm.
Now flesh and blood is who we see.
Amen.
And flesh and blood is who we talk with and deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not dealing with you. We got to deal with that inner man.
Amen.
The spiritual man. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Okay. I know you said if they did it. But it wasn't them, that was the devil doing it through them.
Amen.
Yes.
Or his demon.
Amen.
Okay. So you got to realize that we're not fighting a cardinal battle.
Amen. Preach it, Pastor.
We are fighting a spiritual battle.
Amen.
And to fight spiritual battle, you gotta have spiritual things.
Yes.
But if you're gonna get flesh and blood, You could be fighting the flesh and blood.
Amen.
And you are doing it all in vain.
Mm.
Okay. We are fighting against spiritual powers.
Mm.
Okay. So we're not fighting John and Jim and Sue and Sally. Okay. It is the devil.
Amen.
You got to remember what Jesus told Peter.
Amen.
Right? Soon after he had told him that our Peter's, and upon this rock I build my church.
Mm-hmm.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against them.
Mm-hmm.
It was Peter that had said, thou art the Christ,
mm-hmm.
the
mm-hmm.
Son of the living God. Okay? And so when he said that, and Jesus now tells them about what's about to happen to him when they go back to Jerusalem. Okay, and Peter was saying, not so. He was rebuking the Lord, but the Lord said, get thee behind me, Satan.
Amen.
Now, he's talking to Peter for a call,
mm-hmm.
who was really the perpetrator.
Yes, Satan.
It is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, Peter, get behind me. He said, Satan, get behind me.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, let you know that it's the devil that we're fighting. You married Jane, and Jane hadn't done anything to you.
All right, now.
And I hear you saying, yes, she did. He did it just the other day.
Mm-hmm.
But the word said it wasn't her.
Amen.
It wasn't flesh and blood. It's the devil that was fighting through her.
Amen.
That come against you.
Yeah.
So wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in these evil days. And have it done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Okay? You got to be dressed in order to fight this battle.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And you need to be fully dressed.
Mm.
Okay? All right? So when you're done all to stand there, having your loins girded about the truth, and having your own the best plate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. See, tell your neighbor, make sure you're ready.
Make sure you're ready.
You're ready.
Because trouble is coming.
Oh, oh yeah.
Make sure you're ready.
Uh-huh.
Have your way, Lord.
The devil is coming in full blast.
Yeah.
All right, then.
And if you don't, you're not ready, you're going to get knocked off the pedestal.
Yeah.
That you put yourself on.
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you are ready.
Uh-huh.
When the enemy comes to get you.
He comes.
Make sure you know who it is.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
Come up against you.
Mm-hmm.
Know that the person is that you're looking at is just somebody that's masquerading as that person.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the devil that the person allowed to use.
Amen.
Them there for him, for his evil work.
Uh-huh.
The devil can't do nothing to you.
Tell it, Pastor.
But he can make suggestions to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you react on those suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
And when you act on the suggestion, you get that's how the devil get his work done.
Yeah.
Okay. The devil don't appear to you and say what they think of you.
Mm-hmm.
The devil doesn't appear to you that way.
Amen.
Okay, he's going to use deacon so-and-so, mother so-and-so, pastor so-and-so.
Yes.
Minister so-and-so, sister yep. so-and-so, brother so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't never see the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Anybody out there ever seen the devil?
No. No.
He got the red suit, Pastor.
But he sees you. I know we had that lie can years ago. Okay. With the devil image that we picture the devil to be like.
Yeah.
Red. Horns. Tail. Hornet on it.
Side door.
Look sort of wicked. So who are we want to hang with it?
It's
why you want to howl something look like that?
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
You got to tell the devil, get behind you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You don't need to tell him, get behind nobody else. Uh-huh. We need to tell him to get behind me.
Yeah.
So you can't deal with somebody else's life.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You got to deal with your own.
Amen.
Yes.
If you deal with your own.
Got a good time job.
Amen, amen, amen.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So you got to know that it is the devil that you're dealing with.
Yes.
Amen.
And then you won't be upset with people all the time.
Right.
Preach it, Pastor.
Okay.
You amen. Won't be,
let the little things turn into a mountain.
Amen.
Okay, because you put yourself out there.
Yeah. Amen.
But the word tell you deny yourself. Take up the cross and follow Jesus.
Yeah.
Deny yourself.
Amen.
Okay, and everything else is going to work out all right.
Amen.
Once you deny yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Make sure you are denying yourself. Because you won't be able to follow Jesus where he goes if you don't deny yourself.
Amen.
You're going to see something along the way and you want to take a break.
Amen.
If you haven't denied yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And say, Jesus, I catch you later on. But you got to stay with him. He said, follow him. Okay. And he won't lead you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You got the word. You got the faith.
Amen.
What more do you need?
Tell it, Pastor.
Okay. The word said that this is going to happen to you. Okay. And it said and that they will be blessing you because all things are working together towards your good.
Yes.
And so you heard that from the word. Now take the faith and put it into action.
Mm-hmm.
All right, take that faith and move some mountains. Move that obstacle in your life that keeping you from enjoying God and enjoying his creation and everything in his creation.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, know that you got everything.
Amen.
And you have everything and you are the inheritance of the earth. And the earth is God's.
Amen.
And the fullness thereof.
Yes.
And everything that dwells therein.
This is.
Okay. So he said, stand, have your loins girded up with the truth, and having on the blessed breast of righteousness. Okay. And your feet shall be the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, stand with the shield of faith. Now, all these other things you need to have, but one of the most important things you need to have is your shield of faith.
Amen.
Don't forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Don't get up in the morning and leave the shield laying in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and have that shield with you.
With you.
Okay.
Help us, Lord.
It's because we left our shield home that we're running our problems.
Amen.
It's because we left our shield home we lose our hope. Because we left our shield home, we lose our victory. Because we left our shield home, we can't make it through the day without frustration.
Uh-huh.
Our blood pressure's up. Okay. Keep your shield.
Keep your shield.
With you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Above all, he said, get your shield.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Get your shield. Tell your neighbor, get your shield.
Get your shield.
Get your shield.
Your shield.
Okay. All right, above all, everything else you're doing, make sure you have that shield.
Amen.
That shield is your faith. That's the faith you got to have to make the world work.
Right.
The world don't work without faith.
No.
Okay, and faith comes by hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing comes by the word of God.
You know.
So you got the faith, you got the word, use it to your glory, to God's glory.
Amen.
Use it for your help. Use it for your deliverance.
Yes.
Use it for your joy. Use it for your peace. Use it for your deliverance.
Amen.
Use the word of God for everything you need in your life.
Amen.
Use the word. The word will keep you calm. Use the word, beloved, the word will keep you happy.
And
with a smile on your face. Use the word.
Use the word.
Know that whatever it is,
whatever it is.
Hey, God got it.
Amen.
Whatever it is, God said I need it.
Amen.
That's why it came to my door today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He ain't gonna show up if you don't need it.
Amen.
He said he will supply your every need.
Amen.
So if you need it, then he's going to show up.
Yes.
Get to know the word. And let the word know you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, above all, keep that shield in your hand. That you may be squinch every little lie that's been thrown at you. Okay. Every word of evil that's been set against you.
Yes.
Throw that shield up and let it hit on it.
Mm-hmm.
Bounce off you. Don't let the shield down, because the shield down there will that lie gonna penetrate.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
That problem that you're trying to overcome is gonna get complicated.
Mm-hmm.
That problem that you're trying to get over will cause you to give up.
Right.
So have that shield up. So whenever somebody brings some news about somebody talking about you, throw that shield up.
All right.
Let it hit the shield.
Yes.
And not your head.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but we keep it. Some of us got the shield and won't pick it up.
Uh-huh.
Hold it down beside our legs.
Get
it down beside your legs. You need to upload that head.
Don't go down.
So that you can penetrate so the devil's dog won't penetrate your brain and your mind and cause you to think things you ought not to think.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. And causing your love to turn into ashes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Use that shield.
Use it.
All right. Use the shield, church.
Amen.
Amen.
Make sure you get your shield every day.
Again.
If you can forget anything, don't let it be the shield.
Amen.
Of faith.
Amen.
It is your protector.
Mm-hmm.
And take to the helmet of salvation. Okay, Make sure you stay safe. Amen.
Amen.
Make sure you stay safe.
Tell it, Pastor.
All right, don't lay your religion down.
All right.
Give them a piece of your mind and inside, I'll pick it back up.
Amen.
Stay holy.
Amen.
Stay righteous.
Uh-huh.
Stay peaceful.
Yes.
Stay lovable.
Uh-huh.
Stay with God.
Amen. Thank you, God.
And stop doing things the way you think it ought to be.
All right, now.
And do it the way God said it should be.
Mm-hmm.
The word that we need.
Jeez.
All right. I said, take the hammer of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, in your hand.
Yes.
Hold on to it. Keep the word.
Yes.
Keep it.
Use that word.
Amen.
Apply it.
Tell it, Pastor.
No good if you're gonna just quote it.
Mm-hmm.
You can read it and you can quote it to people, but you ain't showing it.
Amen.
You need to show that the word is right.
Yes.
Amen.
And you won't never know that if you don't never use it.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. You got that power. You got the authority. You can do all things.
It's true. Christ.
Through Christ.
Through Christ.
Through Christ. We quote it all the time. I can do all things through Christ. And the first thing come up, we say, I can't do it.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But we can't. Hey, don't be lying. If you can do it, you can do it. Okay. Not pick to choose a thing that you can do and can't do.
Amen.
You said all things.
All things.
Okay. True. I can do all things.
All things.
All things.
Maybe most of the things.
All things.
Okay. Yeah, we can do all things.
All things.
And we've got to do it through the word.
Amen.
It will provide the strength.
Amen.
The word of God. The word of God is our strength.
Amen.
Got a hope and our deliverance. Put on the whole armor and be able to stand against the fire of the devil. Take the word. Take the shield, which is faith, and use it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Keep yourself again. Neighbor.
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 Okay. You got the word.
You got the word.
And you got the faith.
You got the faith.
What else do you need?
What else do you need?
And I'm gonna tell you what else you don't need. You need nothing else.
Amen.
Because it's all in the word of God.
Amen.
And faith.
Amen.
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 All right. Take it on.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And that God is
yes.
My everything.
Amen.
My everything.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you too,
God bless you.
God bless you,
God.
Thank you, God. Good message, Pastor.
That's it.
You know my name.
Mm-hmm.
You know my name.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, how you walk with me.
Yes.
And oh, how you talk with me. And oh, how you tell me I am your own. You know my name.
Amen.
You know my name. You know my name.
Amen.
You know my name.
Walk with me.
Walk with me.
Amen.
Oh, how you talk with me. Oh, how you I am your own. Aren't we glad today that God knows our name?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
May the grace of God come in, the Holy Spirit, first through in the Bible now, henceforth, and forevermore. And everybody say amen.
Amen. Amen.